Blog Talk Radio.
In the background, just a constant reminder that we are all connected, and it is so beautifully designed by the Creator that when we wake up and realize hey, what's happening, everybody? This is co-producer with tonight's podcast, The Messenger. Once a week, we get together. We discuss, or we try to open up your level of understanding so that you understand that the Creator has a plan for us all. And His plan is that we constantly make the best life that we can possibly make for ourselves. A lot of people get that so confused and so mixed up that we are constantly engaging ourselves in battles that really have no beneficial outcome for us or to us. I'm going to start the show off tonight with reading a quote from our messenger. It can be tempting to win every battle of wits that you get into, but sometimes winning isn't the best outcome. When we argue, it is because we are passionate about sharing our beliefs or opinions. Even as you disagree with another person, try to see things from their point of view. This way you may learn, even if you don't agree. That is the greatest outcome. And again, just a message saying, and again, I don't know if he put that, I don't know if the messenger posted that for his middle brother or just for the whole world, but you know how some things come out and you understand they are designed for you? Maybe you weren't even thought about when the message was being written, but it was designed for me. And I'm a big advocate of I need to win. I need to win. And as I go through this walk of life, I understand, and again, I'm glad that the messenger speaks to everyone, but he's my brother, so I speak to him a whole lot more. So I want everybody to understand, again, that might have been a message directed for me. And as I engage in many battles in the Postal Service, winning is so important. But I'm coming to understand that it's not about winning. Sometimes, as they said on a movie, White Men Can't Jump, sometimes when you win, you lose. When you lose, you can also win. So let's keep in mind and let's be mindful that, again, life is not always about a competition. In fact, life is never a competition, the messenger teaches us. But we turn it into competitive thoughts and competitive and aggressive moves that we make it a competition. But let me say this to you, and I'm saying this to myself. I'm just saying it loud on the podcast. We are all winners. There is no losing in anything that we do. Good evening, Brother Messenger. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed, my brother, and very, very, very profound words that you were speaking today, realizing just how blessed you are and that even in losing, you're winning.
Sister Tippy, are you with us tonight?
I sure am.
Okay. For the audience, Sister Tippy, a.k.a. used to be Sister Purr, so just another update on the Sister Tippy. And I like to say to the audience, the messenger has, you know how when you're driving, sometimes your older sibling will let you drive for a little while. Well, tonight the messenger has given me the wheel. So I'm going to try and bring his message in my words. And again, I don't use the Bible for anything that I do, because, and again, not knocking it directly, but I like to talk about right now. And
hey,
I mean,
my brother, yes, let me just say this. What you're saying is you've got to understand, because you're getting ready to put this in your words. So your words is the words that the Spirit is leading you. So it's not my message. It's all of our message. I thank you for the credit, but it's all of our message. And tonight we get to listen to you, and as you allow your Spirit to give us a word, because we all got a word, my brother. And, you know, we talk on a daily basis, and you got some powerful stuff that needs to be heard.
Well, and again, and I appreciate that, but like I said, I don't come from the book that most people think is the inestimable gift from God. I'm coming from a today God. I'm coming from a God that spoke to us about, 1.8 milliseconds ago. That's the God
right
that I'm
coming from.
Now, and again, just one more fact I want to read to you, again, from the messenger's writings. How would your life be different if, this is beautiful, you stop allowing other people to dilute or poison your day with their words or opinions? And I'm going to stop right there for just a second and think about that. Let's take a second and think about how many things you do that are not in line with who you are, but you do them so that other people may be receive joy. You know, when we talk about poisoning or diluting my day or your day, if we understand that my day is the only day that matters, my moment is the only moment that matters. And when I say only moments that matters, I don't mean that in a self-centered way, because once you have connected, everything you do is about shining God's light. And we know where the rest of the world may not know, we know that God is good, and that is all he is, or that's all the Spirit is. There is no bad. You can call it bad if you want to, and again, don't confuse no bad with consequences for your actions. If you do something to the left, your consequences are going to be to the left. If you do something to the right, your consequences are going to be to the right. But if you set your heart and your mind on understanding that which I do is designed, again, so that I can create my best life. And once you connect with the Creator, my best life there is no other way. It has to evolve around making sure others are okay also. Because if I'm leading my best life, and my best life is selfish, my best life says here's $2 billion, and my best life says I'm going to spend it all on me, well, you have to understand that gift that you received from your best life is designed so that you may be a benefit or a help to others. And we have to always stay mindful of that. And earlier in the week, I was talking with Sister Tippy, and she's got a story she want to share. And I'm going to turn this microphone over to her and let Sister Tippy share her story tonight. Yeah, that's what you call putting them on the spot.
Yeah, that's okay, though, because okay. I believe that I witnessed God at work. And it's a long story, but the gist was that I was in a restaurant and I was sitting near a table that had two grandparents and a grandson, and they were having dinner, and the grandmother was talking to the grandson about how proud of him she was. And the words she used were just regular, common, everyday words. And the love that came from her mouth just touched my soul. I looked at her, and I know this sounds strange, but I could see, and I felt like I was watching her bathed in gold sparkle while she was talking. I was moved by the woman that just had this love coming out of her toward her grandson while she was just talking to him. So I called her, the server, over, and I picked up their check. And that's not something that I would normally do, but it moved me. I felt that I wanted to do something for these people because of love. And I don't know, I just felt like the Spirit of God was at that table, and it compelled me. So the meal got over, and they wanted their check, and they were told that somebody had picked it up for them. So they came to my table because the restaurant was empty by that point. And the lady was grateful and humble. And she told me how much she appreciated it. And she thought I was wonderful. And I said to her, I believe you are an amazing person. And I've never seen you before, but I felt God come from you. I felt God come from your mouth, from your soul, and I felt like he wrapped his arms around me while you were speaking. It was an experience like I have never had before in my life. And it touched my soul. This is 10 days or 2 weeks ago by now, and it still gives me goosebumps, and I cannot stop talking about this woman.
Well, you see, this is why I love to tell the audience, we don't serve a God from thousands of years ago. The
No.
God that we serve, the God that we want to introduce you to, who has already
Yes.
taken residence inside of you,
Yes.
is a right now God. And you know,
Yes.
miracles, and again, miracles and sightings of God's presence in his work are all around us. We just have to be willing to tap into it and visit it, because it takes place in so many. Now, you think about this, that grandmother speaking to her
Yes.
Child. That was just her speaking to her child. She probably was not aware that anyone even heard that. But it was important.
Correct. I believe that.
Yes, but it was important for the Spirit, for your ears to hear that. And then, again, once you hear, hold on while I get my Holy Ghost there. So once you hear God's word, how can you not be moved?
That's right.
How can you when you open your heart and you understand that God is working inside of you all the time. Sometimes it manifests itself in different capacities, but when you see it, when you feel it, how can everything still be the same with you? It is totally impossible. And I thank the Creator, not that I need to, because we are well aware that we don't serve an egotistical God. We don't serve a God that sits around all day with a spirit that sits around all day like, okay, I've only received 2,000 praises today. Not good enough. I got trillions of people on the earth. No, we don't serve that kind of God. And let me explain something to you. If you do serve that kind of God, find another God to serve.
Wow.
Go
ahead, sister.
I'm sorry. Let me just add a couple things here.
Sure.
So the grandfather stood there and cried during this exchange. He didn't say a word until the very end. It turns out that this family was bringing the grandson to see some colleges, and they didn't live here in Columbus, Ohio. Rather, they lived up in Canton. And I had never been to Canton in my life. But this was Monday night, like 2 weeks ago-ish. And I actually was going to Canton that coming weekend to go to a funeral. So not only did this moment happen, but I believe that God put me at that place and that time, and it was further reinforced because I was going to Canton, and that's where they were from. I mean, out of all the places in all the world, why would this woman be from Canton? And that's where I'm going for the first time in my life.
Wow.
So that was Monday night. Friday, I'm going to go to Canton that evening. I'm at work, and I work with a guy. So the couple and I exchanged information and whatever, and she invited me to come to her store. She has a consignment boutique up there. And she invited me to come after the funeral and go shopping and whatever. And I was at work, and I work with a guy who's from Canton. And I said, hey, do you happen to know this lady or this shop? And he said, I've known Aunt Paula my whole life. her son is my best friend. And
wow.
He knew everything about this. There's no way anybody's going to tell me that wasn't divine intervention. There's no way anybody's going to say that God didn't want me to hear that woman. There's no way. And I went to the funeral. I went and saw this wonderful woman and had an experience that afternoon with her that was just wonderful.
Hey,
just wonderful.
Brother co-producer.
Go ahead, brother.
I know I told you that this was all yours, but I just can't help myself right now. But what the sister is saying is so important, because this is what we're trying to get people to understand. And what you have to understand, my sister, is God didn't demand it from you. What happened was your soul got past your mind, because it is the mind that is always slowing us down. Because when the soul tells us to do something, the mind starts to rationalize things from past experiences. And the soul is trying to tell us something. And when we don't listen to the soul and listen to the mind, then we go on with the daily mundane things of life. But when we listen to the soul, as you did, that is heaven. That feeling that family had, and that feeling that you had, beats $1 million any day.
Amen.
But because we look at money as the ultimate answer, we miss out on all of these blessings that are happening to us each and every second of our lives. Because of who we are, we have to see ourselves as part of the body of God. Without God in us, we are nothing. So you allowed your soul to take control that one time and see what a blessing. Not only were you to them, but they were to you. You ever heard that saying, when two or three are gathered in my name, touching and agreeing, I will be in the future. That's because you become stronger, because soul recognizes soul. Her spirit recognizes your spirit. And the way that whole transition works is the way it will work for everyone if we let go of this mindset of greater am I than everyone else, or I've got to beat everybody else, instead of understanding that we are all one. And I don't think that lady really needed you to pay for her lunch. Beautiful gesture that you allowed the soul to do to you. You didn't let anything, your brain telling you, I'm not spending my money on them, later for them. The soul said to do something, and you did it, and it was a blessing to them, even though they didn't need it. But
they
it was
didn't
a
need
blessing.
Money. Right. They are wealthy. They didn't need $40 for their $41 for their meal. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And once again,
what that shows you is it's not about the amount. It's about the pureness of the heart. You did that with nothing but the love of God in you. And then you see how you reap that benefit just like that. And that's how it is when you understand who you are. Because then you'll get out of the mindset of some of the things in which we do expecting certain results when the system has already been set up for it. And the reason it's not going like it should, is because we're following the wrong pattern. This kneeling and praying, and every time you turn around, you got to be somewhere worshiping him. You are not living your life. Your life was designed for you to live it to the fullest, to the best sister, new name that you can be. What the new name was.
Sensitivity. That's sensitivity right there.
Okay.
Tippy.
All right. And that's what we all have to do. We've got to see that there is good in all of this. You guys know my favorite thing is all things is working together for the good.
For the good.
Because
and you know what?
We have to see it. Go ahead, brother.
And you know what, Brother Messenger? And what I really enjoy about the story is that her giving. Watch this. Her joy was not because she received money back. She just came into the fact of God is real. That was her joy. I gave a monetary gift to somebody, and I didn't expect anything back. But what I got back was a deep understanding that, hey, wait a minute, man. This is real. I feel the presence of God right now manifesting himself to me so I can move on and nothing else in my life will be the same.
Amen.
Well, watch out.
And that's
now.
What happens when you come into the goodness and again, I can tell you something every day. Every day I can tell the same message. I can repeat that message 24 hours a day and you can hear it But when you feel it.
That's right.
When you feel it, then you say, you know what? Wow. You will stop and think, hey, you know what? Yesterday, that old lady who fell and I picked her up and she said, thank you. That was God.
That's right.
That's a beautiful story, Sister Purr.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm glad I'm glad you shared that with the podcast audience. Because
yes, indeed.
Sometimes Seeing is believing. Mm. Knowing is what it's all about. But seeing is believing. And when we say we serve a God that you can't see, maybe you can't see his spirit, but you can see the effects of his spirit.
That's
you can
right.
understand the effects of his spirit. Again, how can you, and it goes back to a saying, how can you love anything that you've never seen in your life? But I saw him work. Yeah, but the brother that you see every day, you can't like him. So because you like, because God is real in you, his spirit manifested itself and caused you to do a good thing for somebody. And I like that it was a small thing.
Yeah.
And when I say small thing, as we measure on today's scale, it was a small gesture that you did. But again, not receiving, when you went to see the people, they didn't give you $1,000 back. They just gave you the satisfaction of knowing that God is real and he's a right now God. And if you open up your heart and your mind, oh, my God, will he make life better for you? And again, as I read the readings from the messenger, I got to tell you, and I say this now without being egotistical, the race I'm in, we haven't even started our engines, but they're already waving a checkered flag for me. So I just have to understand and walk my walk until this race is over.
Right now, my brother.
And again, I believe that. I'm empowered to believe that. Now, because we get empowered from the Word of God, let me tell you something about the Word of God. From my experience, the Word of God won't have you be anybody's footstool. You're not going to be on the ground for people to just keep walking over you. That's not the Word of God. I serve a powerful God.
Mm-hmm.
And power is his way, and he don't want us to be lambs being led to slaughter. He's not going to have that for us. Again, sometimes you have to fight. Sometimes you have to fight, but God's word and God's spirit in you will let you know every fight don't require your participation. Sometimes, again, we can just walk away.
That's right.
if you come at me very angry and you looking for that angry response, and I just tell you, peace be with you, brother, and I'm going to go on about my way, I've just done more to you than any physical thing I could possibly do to you. I've done more to you. So, and again, because you're looking for a confrontation, but I give you words of love, and I just leave. And don't confuse us with, because I'm a child of God, that you are going to take advantage of me. That's impossible, folks. That means that the God I serve has me walking around being stupid. Not going to happen. I am connected to all wisdom. As the messenger teaches us, we just have to remember. And as long as we remember that experience that you felt, Sister Tippy, the other day, that experience can be felt every day. Every day.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, go ahead and bring us to the close, Brother Messenger.
Wow, this was powerful. And this is some of the stuff that I want the podcast to be ready to share, because it is happening. And for us to be able to speak it from experience, because this is what it's about, experience, that lets us know that something is different than that same get up every Sunday, go. And please understand, I'm not knocking it. If that's what you want to do, but you got to know who and whose you are. Then once you understand that, if you choose to go to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, whatever, that's fine. But you have to know who you are. You have to get connected. As the Sister T did, you got to get connected. And when you get connected, that experience is something that can happen all the time. The most important thing about that experience was she did that from the heart, not looking for anything in return. That means that the soul took over, and she submitted herself to her soul, and this is how life would be when we do that. Submit ourselves to our greater being, which is our soul. Bless you all. I thank you. I miss you all, but this was powerful, and I thank you. Co-producer, I got to watch you. I might be changing the name of this show, but I think you spoke an excellent word. And I know each and every one of you, and we even got Sister Carmen came a little late, but she came. What I want to say is I know.
Hello, my
what's that?
Yay,
I just
Carmen's here.
Come.
I just want to say this. We all have it in us, and I want us all to be able to have that boldness as the co-producer, the messer, Sister T. We all got to be able to share that word because this is happening all the time.
That tippy just ain't coming out, huh? The tippy just ain't coming out right now.
Take me a minute.
That's it. All right, okay.
I am my mother's son.
He didn't remember. That's
okay. Hey, but listen. Our time is up for tonight. Hey, listen, we gave you a little sample. Tomorrow night we've got an hour podcast. Please join Hodge and Hodge podcast and be a part of the dynamic messenger as he speaks to us. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, sir. Good night.
Good night.